No one sells more specialty coffee than Starbucks, the company that turned Java into a cultural icon and shareholders into multimillionaires, now has more than 230 million customers a week. Late yesterday, Starbucks released very upbeat financial results for the month of May. Still, it's uncertain whether the company's exponential growth can continue. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Tom Walker.
It's hardly surprising that Howard Schultz, Starbucks chairman, starts his day with coffee.
I normally start off my morning with an espresso macchiato at home. And then I go to a Starbucks store in my neighborhood and probably have a double short latte. And I'm ready to roll.
These days, Schultz and the company he built are indeed on a roll. A $100 investment at the initial public offering a decade ago would be worth about $2,400 today. From a handful of stores in the mid-1980s, Starbucks has grown to more than 5,000 stores in 28 countries, and it is that expansion that underlies the company's revenues and profits. Sitting in the small cafe at Starbucks headquarters, Schultz says the company will open about 1,200 new stores this year, many of them overseas.
I have the luxury of just coming back from Germany, where Starbucks opened in Berlin just this past weekend, and that's on the heels of opening in Madrid and Austria and Switzerland, all these places where there are deep-rooted coffee culture, and many cynics over the years have said we'd never succeed there, and it's quite the opposite.
But Suresh Kotha, who teaches corporate strategy at the University of Washington Business School, cautions that massive expansion overseas, much of it with foreign partners, carries with it some risk.
The risk of expanding overseas is increasing complexity of operations. The other problems could be some of the joint venture partners may not do as well as they expect. And also service levels might go down. One of the things that they do very well is provide good customer service, and maintaining the customer service across different countries could be very difficult.
And profits from overseas stores may well be lower than domestic stores, because the profits have to be shared with joint venture partners. Closer to home, there are questions about market saturation. At what point does Starbucks begin to steal customers from itself? Howard Schultz says he's not particularly worried. He's hoping to convert the 93% of Americans who are not yet drinking his coffee. The chairman points to the financial numbers released yesterday to support his optimism. For the month of May, sales are up 10% in stores open more than a year. Same-store sales, a key measure of a retailer's underlying strength, are up 5% since the beginning of the fiscal year. Many securities analysts say a new debit card was a factor. Dan Guyman of McAdams Wright Reagan says customers prepay for coffee and snacks and move quickly through the line.
I think the Starbucks card has been a real plus for them. It's helped drive sales. It's helped attract some new customers to the brand, to the stores.
While the company's financial picture remains quite rosy, Starbucks is facing higher labor costs. And the price of beans, which has been at rock bottom for years, is beginning to rise a bit. But Starbucks has planned ahead. It has a nearly two-year supply of coffee beans in inventory or under contract. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.